I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Last week, Creighton University released its monthly Rural Main Street Index, which provides results of surveying bank CEOs in rural areas in a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and/or energy. For the past 2 months, the index has remained above the 50.0 threshold, which represents growth neutral. Prior to May, the last time the overall index was at or above growth neutral was August of 2015. The Farmland and Ranchland Price Index for June increased to 40.0, its highest level since September of last year, up from May's 36.4. Although this is a positive increase, it is the 43rd straight month the index has been below the 50.0 growth neutral mark. Addressing the lag of rural America behind the rest of the country's economic improvement, the Special Task Force on Ag and Rural Prosperity met Thursday. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says that measuring the effects of the task force working groups will be important.
We will have measurements. How do you know whether you're going to be successful? We're talking about kind of a broad subjective area of rural prosperity, but what are the measurements of that? So absolutely, we want the measurements of we're moving from here to here, and certainly the trajectory and the trend of where you go is just as important as how far you go. So we want metrics to help us guide us, and I will expect metrics in all of those working groups.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.